News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, courses that teach you to budget, make a roast dinner or change a tyre are signs that the transition to adulthood has changed. So wrote a journalist, Kensia Samati, in the Irish Independent this morning. So should we all do a crash course in adulting? Dr. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, what do you think, Brendan? Parenting course, or not parenting courses, adulting courses. Good idea, bad idea?
Absolutely bad idea. They make no sense whatsoever. We should not be doing adulting courses. This is a lovely article in the Irish Independent talking about teaching people adulting skills. In other words, things to do with the home, the family and money, how to make a roast dinner, change a tyre and select health insurance. These are all life skills, things we're supposed to learn along the way in an incremental fashion. And it is, by turns amusing and alarming that this is being commodified and packaged as a course that people can do to catch up on various skills that should really be taught gradually at home.
Okay, I completely agree with you. I think the idea of adulting courses is ridiculous. Is there a wider point, though, that maybe we as parents, this generation of parents, have mollycoddled our kids and don't get them to do the things that were routine when we were kids that our parents got us to do?
Yeah, it's interesting. There is a strong line in rhetoric along those lines, isn't there, that children are being mollycoddled today and not learning the skills they should, climbing up trees, falling down off trees, losing things, getting lost and then finding themselves. I'm not certain really that we were looking at a generational crisis about this kind of thing. I think parents usually feel they've mollycoddled their children to a degree. It's not a new feeling. So I'm not that worried about that side of things. Most people learn most things in the end. Different education systems are radically different about this. Finland, for example, they don't prioritise the teaching of reading particularly early because they reckon people will pick it up in due course, and mostly people do. So I think we do need to trust the system a little bit more and trust that these adulting skills, as they were. Also, this practice of turning nouns into verbs, like adult becoming adulting, perhaps this is something we need to look at.
I'm absolutely with you on that. I do wonder, though, about young people. I'm talking about, say, late teens, early 20s.
Impact confirmed. The Slayer has been activated.
Demonic threat level increasing.
Hold the line!
All the power of hell cowering before one man.
Id Software presents Doom the Dark Ages. Available May 15th on Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 5 and PC. Pre-order now.
Rated M for mature.
Do they know how to do stuff? Could they cook a roast dinner? Now, mind you, I don't think I could cook a roast dinner in my early 20s. Do they know how to change a plug? Do they know how to change a tyre?
No, they don't. They absolutely don't. The teenagers and young adults, nor did I when I was a teenager or young adult. And I learned many of these things, but not all of them, by trying and failing and so forth. And that's part of it. There comes this point as a young adult when you do realize that there are no grown-ups, that suddenly, without noticing, you are the grown-ups and you are the person that younger people look to know stuff, and you haven't a clue.
Well, I was going to ask you, is all of this trend towards, I mean, even the idea of an adulting course, is this all part of, I've heard about this trend where people actually don't become fully formed adults now until well into their 20s, whereas 50 years ago, you had adults kind of at 16, 17, 18.
Yes, that's certainly true. But, we know that the human brain doesn't finish its development until the mid-20s. It's still developing quite a lot. So it was always a bit unreasonable to expect 20-year-olds to behave like adults. But I think we're probably more aware of that now than we ever were. I'm not certain, though, that these skills can be taught in a packaged course the way they're talking about here. And it does appear to commodify turning you know, self-management and learning into something that, that you basically pay for when it is something that you would learn. And it's too broad to teach in a class. It has to be learned out there in the field. But it is interesting that this is being sold to people. And there does seem to be a market for it because these adulting courses are spreading across the US relatively quickly.
Of course, I think they are.
Pretty skeptical here in Ireland about it.
I hope so. Dr. Brendan Kelly, Professor of Psychiatry at Trinity College Dublin, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. Good idea, bad idea, terrible idea, Ciara, isn't
it? I can't change a tyre, I'm pretty sure.
You could.
I mean, I know the principle of it, but I don't know if I'm strong enough to jack up a car.
Oh, jacking up, it doesn't require much strength, just turning it.
But the tightening of the wheel, I'd be a bit nervous
off,
too.
Taking off the nuts can be tricky.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure. The time now is 7:38. Let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.